Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bob Heise. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting fifth. The DH, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is called out on strikes. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Porter moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards short. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sakata catches it and throws to first to double up Paquette. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-1 in the game. Sakata hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 0-for-1 in the game. Hysa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hysa moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hysa scores. McRae moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Brewers, 1. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. Brett moves to third. It's 2-1, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-2 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hysa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-2 in the game. Sakata bunts towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's Royals, 2, Brewers, 2. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-3 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hisa hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount bunts towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Kirkpatrick moves to second. One out. Doug Bird now pitching. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Len Sakata. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive towards left. Paquette catches it and throws to second to double up Kirkpatrick. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Don Money now playing second base. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Paquette is hit by the pitch. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Moore and he is safe. McRae steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-4 in the game. Joshua strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mayberry strikes out. One out. John Way then pinch hits for Daryl Porter. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McClure. Way then moves to second. Bill Castro now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Frank White. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is walked intentionally. Freddie Patek pinch runs for Pete Lockhock. Joe LaHewitt pinch hits for Bob Heisa. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Castro covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Way then now catching. Freddie Patek now playing shortstop. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Money bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Money for the out. Cooper moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick is walked intentionally. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to third. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Paquette moves to second. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett is walked intentionally. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 5 in the game. Joshua strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Wolford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Otis steals second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Sorensen now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Moore and he is out, Money applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Yount hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Way then reaches second base with a double. Mayberry goes all the way around to score. Way then moves to third. It's 3-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Way then scores. It's 4-2, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to second. 2 outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Bry pinch hits for Von Joshua. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bry moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bry scores. Wolford moves to second. It's 4-3, Royals. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.